Speedy Junior Gonzalez. I'm here with the very famous, talented, and funny Tarik Lewis. Tarik, what's up?
I'm the biggest fan of the Predator.
Got the privilege last night to watch a sneak peek of Venom. And we're going to give you our review, our spoiler-free review, as much free spoiler-free as possible, what we can do.
We're all aware that Speedy will spoil something.
I probably will spoil something. I don't know. No guarantees, okay? You may hear a spoiler. That is the warning, all right, ladies and gentlemen? You may hear a spoiler. So, I was pleasantly surprised by this movie. What do you say, Tarik?
I told the world. Everyone's telling me about the bad reviews and how awful it was going to be. And
yeah.
I'm like, just have an open mind, man. And I went in there and I was like, open mind.
I was seeing the reviews and I was like, man, we're going to have another bloodbath on our hands. You know, like this is going to be a smackdown of a movie review that we're going to do.
As I was watching it, I was like, we're an hour in, and I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm like, I'm good. Unless they really tank the second half of this movie, it's going to be looking good. And I came out of the movie, I was happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a top 10 comic book movie.
It's definitely not going to win, you know, some great Oscars or anything like that.
No.
The graphics were very well
done. The music was good. It might be with some music.
Yeah, you know, I like Eminem's song, the Venom song.
They got Run the Jewels in there.
Yeah, yeah. That Pusha T had a track, too.
Pusha T had a track, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought all in all was a good movie. Not really? Like a okay movie. It was a good movie. I like it better than Ant-Man.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I agree. You like it better than Ant-Man? Really?
I like it better than Ant-Man.
You know what? I'd say it's on par with Ant-Man.
Yeah, it's right around that
like,
area.
It's entertaining. It's decent enough. The plot is fluid enough for you to enjoy the movie and not be like, huh?
Yeah. Now, better than Thor: The Dark World. Clearly.
Definitely clear. Well, you know, I enjoyed Thor: The Dark World. I didn't dislike that movie.
You have to stop lying to yourself.
I did not dislike that movie. I just thought, you know, it was okay. It was a movie. He fought some elves, dark elves, and that was it.
You just like the hammer. I think you're just into the hammer.
No.
You're just like a Home Depot nut. You're just into the hammer. There's no way you like Thor: The Dark World.
I do. I don't dislike it. Like, I won't watch it again. It's not on my Netflix queue right now or anything like that.
I'm not sure it's on Netflix.
The other one is.
They're trying to Thanos Thor: The Dark World. That didn't happen. Yeah, I thought it was good. I'm curious to see what other people are going to think.
Yeah,
out there, and I'm anxious to disagree with them if they don't like it.
Oh, Venom, we can fight, right?
Yeah.
We can Twitter fight.
Yeah. I'm definitely.
Like I said, I saw the reviews, right? And I told you when we sat down, we were like, man, I don't know, man. And you were positive. You were like, come on, Speedy, let's go with a positive mindset. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it, right? And I was pleasantly surprised. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was just like whatever I've read previously of the Venom character, his mannerisms and the way that he interacts with the symbiote. I'm sorry, how did they say it in the movie?
Symbiote.
No, they say it in the movie symbiote.
Symbiote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing. From South Carolina, it's symbiote.
See, but they had like a whole year to fix that, like to re-overdub that and say it right.
Yo, you know what I noticed during the movie? It was funny during the movie when he first said symbiote.
Yeah.
Yo, Speedy was. Visibly upset.
I was. You had like a whole year to edit to redub that in. I mean, we kind of work.
Or symbiote.
Symbiote.
It's symbiote, right?
Yeah.
And they were saying
symbiote.
I think you can say either one.
That's like an English like thing, right?
Yeah.
English language thing.
Yeah. I think you can say
like tomato and tomato.
Yeah, because it's a zygote. You ever heard of that phrase?
No.
That's like what you. You know, that's what you are before you're a baby. You're a little zygote.
What?
So, yeah.
I'm going to Google this right now.
Symbiote.
Parasite. They said that fine.
Symbiote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, spoiler alert, you know, Venom doesn't like being called a parasite for some reason.
But you know what? Another movie, surprisingly funny.
Yeah, it was.
Surprisingly funny.
It was very funny.
I got to give it credit. I laughed. Like,
the symbiotes had some punchlines.
Yeah,
that.
Symbiote has some great punchlines.
He has some great punchlines.
You know what's good? You know what weighs a lot of these movies down?
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's like the love interest angle.
Yeah.
It's like forced and in there for whatever reason.
Right.
They did a good job of not doing that.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they did a good job of not doing that. And my one criticism.
Yeah. What's that?
Is some of the Venom special effects initially were a little.
I was kind of weirded
cheesy,
out, but like,
you know,
like,
not cheesy, kind of like just, I don't understand what's going on. Like, wait,
like when the symbiote and him do the face to faces, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's a little strange.
Yeah,
but it did look like it did.
It looked
in
like
the
it came out from the comic book from the '90s. Yeah,
it looked like it looked like it did in the '90s comic books and the
big
cartoons.
Ups to Todd McFarlane. You know,
yeah, yeah,
for he was a co-creator of Venom.
Yeah,
and he got his little byline there at the end of the credits there.
Yeah.
What would you say was probably your favorite part about the movie without spoiling it?
My favorite part without the movie?
Yeah.
About the movie?
Without spoiling anything.
I really like once we see full-on Venom.
Yeah. And we get to see it right away.
Yeah.
And I heard some reviews there like, oh, you don't see full Venom until like the last 40 minutes of the movie or something like that. I was like, as soon as I saw full Venom, I was like, yeah. I call BS.
Yeah, full on Venom, like fighting, you know, soldiers and cops and all that, like,
right.
in full Venom form. Uh-huh. It's my favorite part. Yeah, they did
I
a good
like
job. See, I thought the half Venom thing where he was not sure, you know, he didn't fully form Venom yet. You know, he's just getting the parasite. We all know he's getting the parasite. Or
of course, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah,
when he's first like doing that, like the stuff you see in the trailer when him on the motorcycle. Was problematic for me for the way it looked because it's like, what's going on? How's he doing all this?
Yeah.
But then once they like he's Venom.
Right. From the trailer, you mean?
It looks great.
Right.
It looks great. And I thought like, you know, the whole tongue thing would be cheesy and weird, but it looks dope.
Man, I just like the female Venom. That was pretty dope.
You
for
spoiled
a second
it.
There. Oh, did I?
Look at that.
No,
see,
I didn't.
I knew Speedy was
no,
gonna...
I didn't. That's in the trailer or something, right?
I knew you were going to do it.
You'll see a female Venom. Just wait for it, okay?
I knew he was going
to
do this one.
So, just to warn you guys, you're going to go see it this weekend. There is two post-credit scenes.
Yes.
The first one is definitely epic, especially if you're a fan of the Venomverse and everything about Venom.
Yeah.
And we won't spoil it for you. Hopefully when we get Joey back and he finally watches it, we'll talk about more about what that reveals.
You got till Monday, people.
Yeah, you got till Monday. Okay. By Tuesday, probably when we actually get back on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we got to fit in Joey's schedule. Okay.
Imagine he's taking off Mondays.
There you go. He won't be not here, ladies and gentlemen. So please, boss, don't listen to this. Thank you. Okay. So, let me get my thoughts in order here. The second post trailer, the second post credits trailer, is very epic as well. Especially if you are a fan of what Sony's got coming up soon. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? So definitely stick out the length of the credit scene.
Yeah.
The credits rolling. Which, by the way, they need to figure out a way to make that stuff go faster.
Man, those people work hard to be on that.
You know, it's cool. You can speed it up a couple, maybe a millisecond faster or something.
I'm not going to let you sit here and disrespect A.V. Arad's personal assistant. Who deserve their film credit.
Their film credit. But, you know, we could speed...
There was something...
Maybe we could
like,
speed it up at certain parts, you know?
There was, like, something like the lead Falconeer or something. I remember that. And
what
I was
is
like,
that?
I was like, what is that?
Let's Google that. What is the lead Falconeer?
Yeah, it was
movie?
Something on there, man. It was crazy.
I have
but,
a computer in front of me.
Yeah, you gotta...
Lead... what is it? Fal?
I'm making that up, Speedy. That's,
oh,
that's,
okay.
That's,
never
that's a comedic.
Oh, sorry. It was a punchline. I missed it. It went over my head.
I ruined that. Not only did you spoil... Now you're just ruining my joke. You know, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
The villain is good.
Yeah?
The villain's like, the acting is good.
I did. And the acting is really good.
The acting
and
is
Tom
good.
Hardy was very good.
Yeah.
And I think he really brought home the how Eddie Brock is. I mean, he kind of is a train wreck of a person. We're expecting a train wreck of a movie, but he really delivered a train wreck of a person that is Eddie Brock. So I would just like to see what happened in the past. You know, why... He isn't the city that he's in now and all that stuff. But
yeah, no, I don't want to see any of that. I'm
no?
looking.
No,
I
you
want
to go? Is it,
yeah,
we're going
full
speed ahead.
Yeah, full speed.
All
ahead.
All right, I'm down.
You
with
know,
it.
Well, I won't say anything. People will see it. We'll talk. We'll talk more in depth about it. But it's a good. It's a good. Been a good few weeks for the Spider World.
Yeah,
Venom's. I think will be a success.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Spider-Verse movie coming out.
Yes.
And the Spider-Man video game.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
the Spider-Man
video
is knocking it out of the park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly, there's some kind of spoiler for Infinity, the next Avengers movie, or the next Spider-Man movie, should I say, in the video game.
Okay. Is there not?
One of the suits that's in that video game is going to be
in
the next Homecoming movie, which is Far From Home or something like that.
Yeah.
And so if you're not playing the PS4 Spider-Man, I just started, And unfortunately, I do have a life and I have things to do, so I have not delved in more. But
yeah.
I need to find more time, but I really am enjoying it every time I turn it on. So go check that out. Your final rating of Venom, 1 through 5.
1 through 5, I give it a 3.8. 3.8? 3.8. That's a decent rating.
That's a 3.8.
For the hotel on Expedia, you can stay there for a few days. Yeah. I don't, I'm going to say to give it a 4, but it was really good. I mean, I'll probably give it another watch.
I think it floors to a 4. I think I agree with you with 3.8 right there.
Yeah.
I was going to say a solid 3.5, but I really did enjoy, just because it surprised me and I really did enjoy it and I really had a good time watching it, I'll stick with another 3.8. So definitely is worth your time, especially if you're a Venom fan and you've read the comic books and you know what the character's all about. If you're just a fly-by-night Spider-Man fan, the movie's probably not for you. I can tell you that right now. And it's probably not going to work out for you. You're probably not going to like it. So,
or if you're an overly dedicated Spider-Man fan.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. There's some
it's
of those too.
Work for you.
Oh, man. All right, man. So exciting, exciting. I'm so excited that we finally get to see these movies when they come out.
Yeah.
Or before they come out, we get to review them. So next week, Geek Culture Congress, we're going to be talking about some I threw that that music there really loud there. I'm pretty sure it was really loud. But next week, we're going to get back with Joey. Hopefully, we'll spoil some of the Venom and we'll talk about what we saw. Hopefully by this weekend you'll see it and we won't ruin anything for you. And if you don't, well, we're going to ruin it for you, okay? So be prepared, all right?
We're going to get into the Dark Phoenix trailer, I hope, next week.
Okay, we're going to talk about everything. The Dark Phoenix trailer. We're going to talk about The Gifted is on TV again.
Yay.
Have you been watching that?
That's my show. I haven't seen the new season.
No, I haven't started yet either, but I got it on my queue. We need to start getting to that. We need to start talking about some Netflix seasons that have passed and are coming up. The new Daredevil 3 season is coming soon. Mm-hmm. That looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. We got the Titans coming. We have everything that's DC Universe also that they are planning to make. That'll be coming in the future. More movies, and you'll hear it all first here at Geek Culture Congress. Follow us on the Instagram, the Twitter, as Geek Culture Congress, okay? Don't follow any other geek culture thing. Geek Culture Congress. The Congress is important, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. Tarek, give them your handles on Instagram.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook is none of your business.
You can follow me everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, as DJ Speedy JR, and you'll see a lot of my nocturnal life as a DJ, but I do talk about some nerd stuff here and there, follow me and follow Geek Culture Congress. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk about some spoilers and Venom next week. So same bat time, same bat channel, or same spider time, same spider channel.
Oh, I like
you like that? Till next time. See you guys.
See you.